It isn't Clem Kididdlehopper, Kitty.
The makers of Shepherd Cheese and Tenderleaf Tea present the Fred Allen Show with Fred's guest, Archie of Duffy's Tavern, and Archie's guest, Clifton Finnegan, Portland Hopper, Minerva Pius, Peter Donald, Parker Fenley, the DeMarco sisters, Al Goodman and his orchestra, and Kenny Delmar. Last Friday, ladies and gentlemen, was Benjamin Franklin's birthday. If this was We the People, tonight we would probably bring you Benjamin Franklin in person.
They can do it, too.
But since this is the Tenderleaf Tea program, the best we can do is to bring you Fred Allen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And Kenny, remind me to talk to you later about that opening Benjamin Franklin joke.
Yeah.
The way you started the program, it sounded like Death Valley Days was upon us here.
Well, I was just trying to get a laugh.
Kenny, I had another announcer one time who tried to get a laugh on my show.
Where is he today?
You know, on the Red Skelton program, when the commercial starts...
Yes.
...and a voice says, Raleigh cigarettes...
Yes.
...then somebody goes... Whoosh.
Yes.
The man who goes... Whoosh, ...is my old announcer, Kenny. I hope that you will see the error of your way.
Alan!
Well, Portland, here we go. Ah, you're just in time to augment the lull, Portland. Kenny and I were discussing Franklin.
Franklin who?
Well, Benjamin Franklin. Surely you've heard of Ben. Who discovered lightning?
Amos and Andy.
No, it was Franklin. Remember, he flew his kite with a key on it and brought lightning down from the sky?
Well, I don't think Franklin was so smart.
Not smart? Why, Portland, Benjamin Franklin discovered electricity.
I know, but the man who invented the meter made all the money.
I give up. What about the news? What's the first note in your book there?
Mama took me to the motorboat show this week.
Oh, really? Did you see all the new models?
Oh, there weren't any models there, only boats.
Oh. We have four writers on the program. And what do I get to say? Oh. If two of them wrote one letter apiece, there'd still be two left over there.
Mama says we owe a lot to boats.
We owe a lot to boats? How come?
Well, Mama says if boats hadn't been invented, nobody could have come to this country.
And if nobody had come to this country?
Today, we'd all be Indians.
No kidding. Sounds like a lot of tribe to me. And the, we'd all be Indians and the White House would be a wigwam. Well, the night I went to the boat show, I saw a 42-footer, Portland. I asked the salesman how much it was. When he said $30,000, I took 2 feet off the 42-footer.
2 feet?
My 2 feet. Tell me, what is your next note?
Prices are coming down.
Oh, I saw that. Furs are much cheaper.
I know.
How?
I saw a college boy driving an old Ford today.
Yeah?
Instead of a raccoon tail tied on his radiator cap...
Yes?
...he had I.J. Fox.
Things have come to a pretty pass when old I.J. can't get a laugh at old fur-bearing gentleman. The next thing you know, jokes underwater won't be getting a laugh. The whole thing will be done. The jig will be up. Kilroy will have gone along with the rest of it. Say, that was pretty good, it says here. It didn't turn out that way. That's pretty good.
That's one for me.
Yes, you can have it. You are as hot as the knob on the door of a frozen food store, Portland. And speaking of frozen foods, reminds me I've got a date with those stiffs down in Allen's Alley.
What is your question tonight?
Well, because of the recent attempt to bribe professional football players, 9 state legislatures are enacting laws to stop bribery of athletes. And so our question tonight is, are you in favor of this bribery legislation?
Shall we go?
As the one bad tooth said to the other bad tooth, I'm aching too. I'm aching too. also. Gosh, what a night in Allen's Alley, Portland. Look, the moon is out. I see two jugs of it on the senator's doorstep. Well, let's knock.
Somebody, I say somebody did. You know what, sir?
Yes, I know. Yes, I knocked, sir.
Claghorn's the name. Senator Claghorn, that is.
Now, look,
what's on your mind? Get a squirm on, son. I'm packing. I'm catching the Dixie Special.
Dixie, where are you going, Senator?
My new picture, It's a Joke, Son, is having its world premiere next Tuesday at Austin, Texas.
Really?
They're going to be a big whoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
Governor Beaufort Jester is throwing out the first celebrity.
Your picture opens... Your picture opens at Austin, Texas?
Yeah, next Tuesday. Wednesday, it's in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Thursday, it's in Houston. And Friday, it's in Dallas.
Gosh.
Texas is the Lone Star State, son. Yeah. And Senator Claghorn's that Lone Star.
Yeah. Well, tell me, Senator, what about this legislation to stop bribery?
We don't need bribery, son. The South is booming.
Yeah.
We got two possums in every pop, two cars in every garage, and two governors in every state. Georgia, that is.
Yes. You're a little confused, Senator. I was talking about bribing athletes.
The North doesn't have to worry, son. We'll arrest your crooks. We'll be waiting for them at the Mason-Dixie line.
Well, how do you know they'll head that way?
It's easy, son. After a crime is committed, what's the first thing a criminal does?
You mean?
He goes south with the money.
Oh, so long, Senator. Well, the senator has something there, and he's sure welcome to it. I wonder if Titus Moody is still up.
Howdy, Bob.
Mr. Moody, how do you feel about bribing athletes?
Oh, I learned my lesson. I was skinned quicker than a mouse in a taxidermist.
You were, really? What happened?
Well, this year I growed the biggest grape in York County.
Your grape was big, eh?
Yeah, had seeds in it bigger than a volleyball.
Really?
I won the award. I had to bring the grape to New York.
Well, what was the award?
The grape of the month.
The grape of the month. But what about the bribery?
Well, after the awarding was over, I went into one of them newsreel theaters.
Oh, the newsreel?
Yeah, I was sitting there, the grape on one seat, me on the other.
Uh-huh.
And a football game comes on.
Yeah.
It's Illinois playing UCLA.
Oh, the Rose Bowl game.
Yeah, a fella in front, he leans back and he says, how about a little bet on the game to make it interesting?
You bet him?
Yeah. He picked Illinois.
Yeah.
He says, you can have UCLA.
And you lost?
Illinois won, 45-14.
And this fellow took your money?
Yeah, he says, they're playing again in about an hour. How about another bet?
You bet him again?
Yeah, I took UCLA again.
And you lost again.
Somebody must have been bribing somebody.
Well, how do you know?
For 8 hours, I sat in that dad-ding newsreel theater trying to get even.
Yes?
Eight times I bet UCLA to beat Illinois.
And you lost every time?
With the same score.
Say, you must have lost everything.
Yes, sir. Somewhere's in New York tonight?
Yes.
There's a crook with the biggest grape that ever growed in York County. So long, Bob.
And the grape is probably looking around for the old bunch. Well, let's try next door here. Mrs. Nussbaum, what is your reaction to this bribing and gambling business?
Gambling is ruining my life.
How come?
When I am young... A chicken full of life.
Yeah.
I am joining the Bachelor Girls of Avenue B out for a good time and social club.
I see.
One year, the club is having a Fist Up Beauty contest.
Uh-huh.
They are selecting Miss Crosstown Boss.
Miss Crosstown. I see.
And the winner is getting free for 2 weeks by Grossinger's a vacation.
Uh-huh.
So sure I am I shall winning.
Yeah.
For my vacation, I'm buying sports togs. All sorts.
Good.
If for hiking bloomers.
Yeah?
For making campfires, two rubbing sticks.
Uh-huh.
For leapfrog sneakers.
Which you need, of course. Did you, tell me, did you win the beauty contest?
There's another girl, Ida Tobias. I'm coming out a tie.
Well, how did you decide the winner?
Well, we are playing cards. One hand poker.
And when the cards were dealt?
I am having two small pairs.
Uh-huh.
Ida Tobias is having three queens.
She won the vacation.
Ida Tobias is going to Grossinger's.
Uh-huh.
She is meeting there Eddie Cantor.
Yes?
Today, Ida Tobias is Ida Cantor.
And that is why you are against gambling?
30 years ago, in that game, poker.
Yes?
If I am holding Ida Cantor's hand...
Today?
Instead of Ida Cantor, I would be having a full house. Thank you.
Well, that brings us to the last house in the alley. What can possibly happen here? Well, Mr. Cassidy, how are you tonight?
Oh, terrible, terrible, terrible. My toes are killing me. It's the grip.
Well, how can the grip bother your toes?
I dropped my suitcase on my foot.
Ajax, you are in bad shape.
I'm not long for this world.
Well, tell me, Mr. Cassidy, have you had any experience with this bribery business?
Well, no, only once. A friend of mine back in Ireland was a bookmaker, Paddy the Plunger.
Paddy the Plunger,
he says to me, Ajax, says he, bet your life savings, boy, I'm fixing the Dublin Derby.
Well, how?
Paddy had a long shot, a big mare named Flanagan's Fancy.
Flanagan's Fancy, eh?
She was by first chorus out of Mother McCree.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, the day of the big race, Paddy tied four storage batteries to the horse's legs.
I see.
From the storage batteries, he had four wires running up under the saddle.
And under the saddle?
There was a small dynamo.
Oh, fine.
The jockey was wearing a metal cap and zinc slacks. And through whip, he was carrying a live wire.
Well, tell me, how did Flanagan's Fancy do?
Oh, the race starts. It's neck and neck. Flanagan's Fancy and the favorite, Pretty Biggie.
The jockey was turning on the current?
Coming down the stretch, the horse's stomach lit up.
It was still neck and neck?
10 yards from the finish, the jockey plugged in the switch.
Yes?
There was a blinding flash.
And Flanagan's Fancy?
He lost by a nose.
Lost by a nose?
That's all they could find of the horse. Goodbye.
Managua, Nicaragua is a wonderful town. You buy a hacienda for a few pesos down. You give it to the lady you are trying to win. But her papa doesn't let you come in. Managua, Nicaragua is a wonderful place. You ask the senorita for a legal embrace. She answers you, scramba, barbarito. In Managua, Nicaragua, there's snow. I have been to many tropic parts.
I might include even Brooklyn.
Brooklyn? If you're ever feeling out of sorts, I'd like to recommend a look in Managua, Nicaragua, a wonderful spot. There's coffee and bananas and a temperature hot. So take a trip and on a ship go sailing away across the agua to Managua. Across the agua to Managua, Nicaragua, ole. Won't you come with me if you want to see a wonderful spot, the temperature's hot in Managua, Nicaragua, ole, ole, in Managua, Nicaragua, ole.
Thank you. And now just a word or two of value to you.
Whenever the teacups come out these days, you hear about Tenderleaf tea balls, how popular they are everywhere, and why they are first choice.
That was just about enough of For Sentimental Reasons, played by Maestro Al Goodman and 25 men who think the Monroe Doctrine was written by Vaughn Monroe. Say, Fortland.
Yes?
Will you hand me that section of today's Times there, the business opportunities?
Are you looking for a business opportunity?
Well, I have to look ahead, Portland. Bob Hope and Bing Crosby both own baseball teams. I don't want to be working in radio when I'm a broken-down old man. Why should I be another Jack Benny?
Here's the paper.
He was broken-down old boy, as I remember. Thank you. Let me see. Business opportunity. Say, here's one. Gentleman with cow would like to meet lady with meat grinder. Object hamburger heaven. What's that next one there?
Must sell immediately complete stock of military uniforms, campaign ribbons, and 300 pounds of medals.
Yeah.
Owner going into different business. Call General Marshall.
General Marshall. Say, here's something, Portland. Look here, for sale, beautiful bar and grill, ideal location, exclusive clientele, owner leaving city. No reasonable offer refused. 222 and a half, 3rd Avenue. Say, I'd better get over there before somebody snaps this bargain up.
Have you got your checkbook?
You bet, and my pen that writes under duress. I'm off to 222 and a half, 3rd Avenue. See you later, Portland.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you leave me? Deed, Archie, the man, you're speaking. Duffy ain't here. Very noisy phone. Hello, Duffy. Yeah, I put the ad in the Times. It's a newspaper. Yeah. Like the Racing Form. Only it's about people. Yeah. Well, look, Duffy, we gotta sell a joint. Well, on account of the Board of Health. Yeah, they're finally closing in on us. Yeah, well, they got a campaign, you see. They just closed Foley's Frankfurter Spa. Yeah, found two of the hot dogs had distemper. Well, look, we got to act fast, Duffy. That strange guy is peeking in the wind again, trying to smell evidence. Huh? Okay, I'll sell out to the first jerk that answers.
What?
Finnegan, I got bad news for you. The Board of Health is breathing down our necks. We got to sell Duffy's Tavern.
Sell Duffy's? What? What's going to happen to me?
Well, what can happen that ain't already happened? You can always go home.
Oh, I can't go home, Mark. The family still thinks I'm lecturing at Columbia.
At a frat house, no doubt. You lecturing at Columbia?
Don't laugh. I was in anthropology. No professor could give a lecture without me.
Well, why did you give it up?
Well, I got tired of sitting around all day in a bottle.
And again, when it comes to stupidity, you are a cartel. Hey, look.
What's the matter?
A taxi just stopped outside of the joint. Maybe it's a guy in answer to the ad. Look, Finnegan, we better impress the guy, huh?
You think I better hide, huh?
No. No, but here's what you can do. While me and the prospect is dickering each other, you come in like a big, rich society guy. You know, very expendable. Order anything.
But, Arch, I only got 2 cents. It's in change.
Well, okay, here, Finnegan. Here's $5.
Oh, good.
Now, duck quick. Here comes the sucker.
Okay,
Arch.
Pardon me, I'm looking for Archie.
Well, Fred Allen. Glad to see you. You're a sore sight for eyes.
Archie, where is 222 and a half, 3rd Avenue?
This is 222 and a half.
But this ad in the Times says beautiful bar and grill.
Fred, don't forget the old pervert. Beauty is only scum deep. And Duffy's is a gold mine.
Well, if Duffy's making so much money here, how come he wants to sell?
Well, he needs the dough to go out west for his asthma.
Oh.
The asthma is much better out west.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, Fred, if you're looking for a good buy, here's your opportunity.
Well, what class of trade do you get here?
Oh, nothing but society, the upper crumbs,
oh,
you know.
Really?
Why, you can't walk 2 feet along the bar without tripping over a polo mallet. Say, this looks like one of our society customers now. This looks like one of our society customers now. Well, Cornelius Biddle the Third. Very high society, Fred. He runs with that Elsa Maxwell pack.
You say Cornelius Biddle the Third?
Yep, his family is so exclusive they rejected the first two. Well, what can we imbibe you with, Mr. Biddle?
Brandy.
Uh-huh. A pony?
No, I'm not hungry. Just brandy.
Well, there you are, sir. That'll be 50 cents.
Oh, here's $5, my boy. Keep the change.
Well, thank you, sir. Bon voyage to you.
Goodbye, Archibald.
You see, Fred, it's like this all day. Big spenders, big tips.
And all, Cornelius Biddle's face looks a little familiar.
Well, you've probably seen his picture in the Wall Street Journal.
No, I think it was on the wall of some post office.
Hey, wait a minute. Here comes another big spender.
Hello, Walt.
Well, Mr. Farnsworth P. Stuyvesant, the first. They didn't have anything to throw back yet. This guy is a big railroad maggot, Fred.
Well, he looks as though he just crawled out of an apple.
Well, what is your pleasure, Mr. Stuyvesant?
A 2 cent squirt of seltzer, please.
$0.02 worth?
This is my own dough.
Now, wait a minute. I know this bum. It's Finnegan. Archie, the deal is off.
Fred, don't just look at Finnegan. We have other assets. Look at that, look at that imitation mahogany bar. Genuine beaver board. And that matched set of rhinestone spittoons. That's a Christmas gift from Lucius Beebe, by the way. Now, what else? Oh, yes, another thing that you can't ignore. The free lunch.
Free lunch? You mean that pig's head?
What pig? Finnegan, wake up and get out of there.
Okay.
Does he always doze off near the pig's head?
He don't like to sleep alone.
Oh. No wonder he has all those fork marks on his skull.
Yeah. At lunch hour, I've had some narrow escapes, too.
Well, look, Archie, I don't think...
Hey, Arch! That strange guy's peeking in the window again.
Well, go out and stall him, Finnegan. Don't let him come in.
Okay.
Now, Fred, leave us not dilly-dally. Do you or don't you want to buy the joint? Yes or no?
No.
Still undecided, huh?
I wouldn't give you $200 for this lumberjack's Latin Quarter.
$200? Fred, that moose head alone is worth more than $200.
Did Duffy shoot it?
Oh, no. Duffy's too soft-hearted to use a gun on a dumb animal.
What did he use?
Itching powder.
Itching powder?
Yeah. You see, he sprinkled it on the moose's tail so the moose got itchy and backed up and started rubbing against the rock.
Uh-huh.
By the time Duffy got there, the moose had rubbed himself away. Right up to his neck, so there was nothing but the head left.
Well, this is all very interesting, Archie, but not to me.
Hello, Archie.
Hello there.
Anything for me today?
Oh, just a second. I'll look under the tables. No, nothing today.
Okay, I'll drop in tomorrow. So long.
So long.
Say, who was that guy?
He's from Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh. That's why he had that little cask of Bromo Seltzer around his neck, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, Arch. I stole the guy off.
Good.
He's just peeking through the window. I cleaned a little place for him.
Now look, Fred. Don't be a schmoo, eh? Take over this place and you'll make money hand over feet.
Money? Why, this joint doesn't make enough money to keep a spider and dead flies.
Fred, you have forced me to give you the clinch it. The secret of Duffy's success. His famous drink.
What drink?
The short-circuit sidecar.
Yeah?
The only drink that's 100% profit.
Well, how do you make a short-circuit sidecar?
2 jiggers of plain water.
Water? Well, where does the kick come in?
Well, get this. You see, the customer drinks the water.
Yeah.
He puts his foot on a brass rail. Wham! He don't know what hit him.
The brass rail?
That's the secret. It ain't a brass rail. It's part of a third rail Duffy swiped from the subway.
Gad, 2,000 volts. It's like being kicked by Thomas Edison himself.
That's right. And the beauty of it is, there's no hangover the next morning. Just charred teeth. So, what do you say, Fred? Is it a deal?
I'll give you $200.
Fred, I'm laughing.
Hey, Arch, here comes that health guy.
Fred, you talked me into it. The place is yours. Here's the deed. Signed, sealed, and delivered.
Here's your $200. Duffy's Tavern, and it's all mine.
Oh, boy, Arch, you hooked up just in time. Here's the health guy.
Gentlemen, who is the legal owner of this place?
Inspector, the owner is now Fred Allen.
What a sucker.
Yeah. What a sucker. Inspector? What do you mean, inspector?
Ain't you the health inspector?
No, of course not. Now, Mr. Allen.
Yes?
Duffy's Tavern is part of the site that my client, Mr. Rockefeller, donated to the UN.
Yes?
Due to an oversight, Mr. Rockefeller finds he doesn't own it.
Mr. Rockefeller wants to buy this property?
Money is no object. Name your own price. Call at Mr. Rockefeller's office tomorrow. Bring a gunny sack. Good day.
Gentlemen, the drinks are on the house. Archie, what will you have?
A short-circuit sidecar. Make it a double.
What will you have for a chaser?
Duffy, as soon as he finds out what happened.
Hey, Goldenline, we remind you, remember Shepherd Cheese and Tenderleaf Tea on your shopping days. Ed Gardner and Charlie Cantor appear through the courtesy of Bristol Myers, makers of Ipana Toothpaste and Truche, the before-hand lotion. Next week, our guest will be Edward G.
Company.